T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Well, this would have been a great job for Jimmy Cagney.
Mountain shaking, you dirty yellow-bellied rider, I'll give it to you through the door.
But he's not around anymore, so New York City will have to hire somebody else to be in charge of killing rats right through the door or otherwise. Glenn Chuck is in Midtown this morning to tell us about the city's search for a new rat czar.
And in fact, this job's going to pay up to $170,000 a year. Probably look pretty good on your resume. New York City Rodent Mitigation Director. Well, how about you, sir?
Would I help take that job?
Yes.
No.
Why not?
I'm not crazy about rats.
Well, rats are means he wants you to get rid of them, you know.
Yeah, I know. I understand that.
So you wouldn't feel comfortable, you know, ridding the world of rats?
No, I think that's better for somebody else.
Why?
My niche is something else. I have a different gift.
What would that be?
I'm a mechanic, yeah.
Well, you can mechanically remove them. Right? And get rid of them.
$70,000 in New York City ain't a lot of money.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not a lot of money. So,
requirements for the job include that you must live here in the city and have a bachelor's degree, be proficient in PowerPoint, and be willing to stomp out rats. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, a 92.3 FM in Midtown.
A 14-year-old boy was walking down a street in the Bronx last night when somebody shot and killed him. Samantha Liebman with what we know so far, live from the Bronx this morning. Sam?
Police say they believe this shooting was targeted. It happened around 9:15 last night here on Morris Avenue near East 182nd Street. The 14-year-old shot once in the torso, taken to St. Barnabas, where he was pronounced dead. Police sources say there is video of the shooting. It shows two men masked and dressed in black, crouched behind a car. They pop out and start shooting. The NYPD still looking for the suspects and a motive. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Fordham, the Bronx.
Cops are hunting for the hit-and-run driver who left five people lying in the street in Midwood, Brooklyn yesterday. Cops say a mother and her four children were run down at Avenue J on New York Avenue around 5 p.m. as two of the kids were getting off a school bus. This woman saw it happen.
A white car went ahead and bypassed the stop sign and hit the pedestrians. There was about four or five of them, including a baby, a mother, and a child that belonged to the mother that was getting off the school bus.
Security video shows a white 2016 Mercedes blowing a stop sign. Cops later found the car at 24th Street and Glenwood Avenue. The driver took off on foot. The children, ages 1 through 8, are in the hospital along with their mom. They are bruised but in stable condition and all expected to survive. A doctor with an office in Tribeca is in trouble with the law.
Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says Dr. Noel Smith prescribed narcotics to people who then put them on the street.
We allege that they were not patients in the traditional sense, but would use that alleged relationship of doctor-patient to get the prescriptions and then, as we allege, you know, resell them.
But the doctor's attorney, Don Savada, says the evidence won't support the charges.
He pled not guilty. We expect that as the case progresses, the evidence will be a lot different.
Eight others are charged with possession of a controlled substance and conspiracy. Five were already in court pleading not guilty. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Manhattan Criminal Court.
There were some concerns about high winds last night, but nevertheless, the lighting of the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree took place as scheduled, and 1010 Winds carried it live.
We're officially in the Christmas season. Rob and Jerry Spire of the Tishman Spire Company that owns the building hit the switch.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And it's everything people hoped it would be. 50,000 LED lights sparkling and twinkling. And Vanessa from Miami was really impressed.
They were absolutely spectacular. I was blown away.
I felt very emotional and very ready for the holiday spirit.
Christmas celebrates the birth of the Christ child thousands of years ago. And of course now, it's much more universal. Even people who aren't religious really love Christmas. It's a season of giving and a season of hope. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree.
Not a lot of meatpacking going on in the meatpacking district these days. It's more of a playground for those who can afford the shopping and fancy restaurants. So there's a plan to make the neighborhood more bike and pedestrian friendly. Jeffrey Lefrancois is in charge of the Business Improvement District.
Cities the world over have been, you know, pedestrian first since long before the vehicle existed. And so we are really pivoting from the success that we have found along our plazas on 9th Avenue. You know, the city made permanent over 30,000 square feet of public plazas. And that has really become a backbone of activity and excitement in the neighborhood.
He says right now 80% of outdoor space is devoted to vehicle traffic. He wants that figure reduced with narrower streets and wider sidewalks, along with more bike lanes and pedestrian plazas. He says it's necessary because foot traffic has more than doubled in the meatpacking district in the last couple of years, thanks in part to the opening of the nearby Little Island. Five gang members pleaded guilty to manslaughter yesterday in the killing of Junior Guzman in the Bronx 4 years ago. One of them, Danilo Payams Pachero, was questioned by Judge Ralph Fabrizio.
Did you, acting in concert with the other individuals, cause the death of Lisandro Guzman Feliz Jr. by stabbing and slashing him about his neck and body?
Yes.
A total of 14 people were involved in the attack that led to the death of Junior Guzman in what turned out to be a case of mistaken identity. These five will be sentenced to up to 15 years in prison. Others have been convicted of murder in this case and are serving life sentences. The MTA is doing its usual nice fare you've got there, be a shame if something were to happen to it routine.
The goal, says MTA Chairman Jan Oliber, is to make the process as painless as possible for riders. But with a $1 billion budget deficit on the horizon, someone will be hurting.
If the powers that be have a plan that solves the budget deficit for the financial plan 4-year period and makes a fare hike unnecessary, absolutely, we're all yours.
Absent that plan, a previously scheduled 4% fare hike would be jacked up to 5.5% next year, with Lieber still forced to beg lawmakers for more money. But the state budget director, Rob Mujica, says they can't bear all the responsibility.
Those conversations need to happen with the federal, the state, and the city funding partners to see, because this obviously impacts everyone.
Steve Burns, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at MTA headquarters in Lower Manhattan.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.